This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Japan, he's like Andy Warhol, an artist and a superstar, Takashi Murakami. He's not well known in this country, but he's hoping to change that with a new and gigantic installation at New York's Rockefeller Center. Here's Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
The outdoor exhibition is called Reverse Double Helix, and the main attraction is a 30-foot-tall creature called Tengari-kun, or Mr. Pointy. And how to describe it? Well, it's sort of an alien figure with a big, baby-like head, topped with a tall point. Mr. Pointy has lots of arms, and he's sitting on a big frog, which is sitting on a big lotus flower. Scattered around him are mushrooms, and floating way up above are two immense eyeball balloons. Everything's shiny and painted in bright colors. It's all very psychedelic and cartoonishly groovy. Murakami spoke at the site through a translator.
When he was little, of course he's Japanese and not Christian, so he wouldn't go to church, but he would go to like Shinto shrine or Buddhist temples. And when he visits those places, there was a feeling of awe. Some things was unknown and kind of scary, but at the same time, it's really exciting. So he wanted to create that kind of thing that can draw that kind of reaction, just as he felt when he was visiting those places.
Murakami has become an art world darling here in New York. He delights collectors with his playful collapse of high and low influences, 19th century Nihonga painting mixed with 21st century animation. Murakami's New York dealer Marianne Boesky says he calls this style Superflat.
Superflat was a show that he curated a couple of years ago, and it talks about how all these disciplines really are merged into one, whether it's music, fashion, film, television, animation, and art.
And let's not forget commerce. He designed the must-have for the fashion world this summer, Louis Vuitton bags that were candy-colored versions of the well-known brown and gold logo bags. Mr. Pointy here has already been sold to a private collector for somewhere around $1 million, but Murakami also sells t-shirts and keychains.
Why should a keychain he designs be any less important or valid than a sculpture that he makes? And why should people who can only afford the keychains feel like they're getting less than the people who can afford the sculpture? So he's hitting every price point, whether it's just, you know, a Louis Vuitton bag for $2,000, you know, a mouse pad or a t-shirt. It fits in his concept. It's not a sort of side sellout type of thing.
People go, oh gee, look, I have a bag that's also art, that's also a bag, that's also art. And that is fun, and the bag is handsome, no doubt, but it isn't a novel idea, let me tell you.
Jerry Saltz is the senior art critic for The Village Voice. He insists that he likes Murakami just fine, but he doesn't think he's doing anything original.
It's delusional to think that he's the next Warhol. He's playing by the rules. Warhol changed them. Warhol changed the way we see the world. Murakami is simply living in Warhol land.
To most of the people who stopped by to check out Mr. Pointy one afternoon, art world references were not exactly obvious.
What is it? Does that have something to do with Pikachu? Or what? You know, the characters they have for the games, the electronic games?
We're just wondering what it was.
It's a public sculpture.
Is it really? I thought it was funded by Nickelodeon.
I haven't seen anything like this before.
What does it make you think of?
Good times. Wow. With all the mushrooms, you know, I wouldn't really want to say, but
former hippies gone corporate.
That was Kim and Mark Schaefer, Tiffany Vasquez, and Ray Curio. They really liked Murakami's sculpture, and says critic Jerry Saltz, that should be the point of public art.
People are happy to see it, to be around it. Kids love the thing, and I love that. That is successful public art.
What would be the difference between having a huge sculpture of SpongeBob SquarePants in Rockefeller Center? That makes kids laugh and feel good.
Well said.
Ouch. Or maybe not ouch. Maybe for Takashi Murakami, that's not an insult at all. His sculpture, Reverse Double Helix, is on view at Rockefeller Center through October 12th. And for Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand in New York.